Yesterday on the program, we spoke with an aid worker in Pakistan, Gulwali Khan of Catholic Relief Services, and he shared this observation about the rescue efforts.
The people are so much helpless because it's a fasting month. They keep fasting, and with empty stomach, they cannot do much manual work.
The people were fasting for Ramadan. We thought that such strict religious devotion amid such a large natural disaster was worth further exploration. Akbar Ahmed is a professor of Islamic Studies and International Relations at American University in Washington, D.C. Professor Ahmed, would a natural disaster like this interrupt or amend the observation of Ramadan?
No, it would not, because the month of fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. It's part of the identity of a Muslim. So there's no element of being rational about it. For example, in the middle of an accident or a natural catastrophe or disaster, as has happened in North Pakistan, a lot of people who are fasting would simply say, we're going to continue fasting.
Now, there are many people who are injured, so there would also be no exemption for medical reasons.
No, it's not a question of a central authority saying, all right, you're all exempt and therefore break your fast or whatever. It's the individual himself or herself. Most of the adults who are fasting would not want to break it or set aside the fasting, because people see fasting as an act of spirituality, as an act of piety. In my own personal life, my grandfather, Sir Hashmatullah Khan, a very distinguished man living in the 1930s in India, he was fasting and he had a very bad, serious car accident. And the doctors suggested that you must amputate your legs, otherwise you're going to die, there'll be gangrene and so on. And you must break the fast immediately for that to happen. And he didn't. He refused to open his fast or break it. And as a result, a couple of hours later, he was dead. So you do have that kind of very strong faith or belief in a system. And Muslims tend to be very religious in that sense.
Now, I imagine that there are shades of Islam, if I can use that term, all over the world. Would you expect this kind of devotion in this part of Pakistan?
Yes, I would. I have been assistant commissioner in charge of this entire district, the district of Mansira, which includes Balakot, and you're seeing these terrible images coming from Balakot. So I know these people. They are largely a traditional rural population, cut off from many parts of the world, impoverished generally, but quite devout. So I know that their feelings towards fasting would be very traditional.
There perhaps are some Americans, particularly non-Muslim Americans, that may hear this conversation and wonder why people wouldn't try to perhaps build their stamina so they could work harder and rescue more people. That rescue effort continues even as we speak.
Well, people who fast, I don't know whether you fasted, but I found that after a couple of days of fasting, you almost become normal in the sense that exactly as you were when you were not fasting. So although it's a very tough fast, which is sunrise to sunset, no water, no food, nothing, by the first, second week, you are actually in the rhythm of fasting. And therefore, it doesn't test you as much as you think it might.
Professor Ahmed, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Akbar Ahmed is a professor of Islamic Studies and International Relations at American University.